Middle East refugees face impending doom. Another crisis rocks Japan. And how would you share the gospel with a deaf person? We're diving into these headlines today on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Winter's coming to the Middle East. If nothing changes, refugees from Iraq and Syria are looking at trying to survive the season on 825 calories a day. That's not even a cup of millet seed. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
for every one you find in a camp, you're finding eight or nine outside the camp. They're living in tents. They're living in schools. They're living in makeshift places, abandoned buildings. And finding those areas that nobody else is helping.
Here's what they're up against. 10 to 12 million are displaced in this region. Yeah, it's kind of hard to get over those numbers and how far away it is. But Palmer's encouraging you to find a way to engage.
Don't be discouraged in well-doing. Continue to support organizations like Baptist Global Response. I think we really are making a huge difference.
BGR partners are distributing food and winterizing supplies. If we all help just a little bit.
It's amazing to see the response and the love of Christ in the local people who want to help their fellow countrymen and others, even though they're suffering in the midst of it themselves.
Links to help at our website. Next, Typhoon Fanfone compounds disaster in Japan. Search for missing hikers on Mount Onaki's eruption halted Sunday due to the typhoon's heavy rains. People now fear mudslides. Asian Access is one ministry serving Japan's church through the good and the bad times. Their ministry is making it easier for you to get involved. What part can you play in sharing the hope of the gospel with a country downtrodden by natural disasters? Visit our website to find out. This is Mission Network News. Do you compartmentalize your life? It's a worldwide problem. It's an issue that was addressed over the weekend in Moldova. Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries, hosted a young professional forum to address it, as more than 400 people from Belarus, Moldova, and Ukraine attended. Conference speaker Insur Shamganov says compartmentalization can be harmful for someone's testimony.
The same person can have several different sets of values. You know, I'm one person at work, another person in the church, and yet the third person with my family, with my wife and children.
Is this the correct view?
I think it's not what God called us to do. He has called us to have to live holistic life, so we have to be the same person everywhere. Their working life is not inferior to their ministry. It is their ministry. They can be serving wherever they are.
Ministry leaders hope these young professionals will be the catalyst for change in their churches. Meanwhile, if you met a deaf person, how would you tell them about Jesus? Rob Myers of Deaf Opportunity Outreach, or DOOR, says this population desperately needs God's Word.
There is no completed Bible in a sign language yet. Of the 400 sign languages around the world, less than 25% of those languages have anything started at all.
That's why DOOR partners with groups like Wycliffe Bible Translators to introduce the gospel.
Unlike spoken language, sign language doesn't have a very effective written format. So when we do a sign language Bible translation, there is no written version of it. It's actually a person standing in front of a camera signing the translation.
Visit our website to learn more. Make sure you catch MNN in the next couple of days to hear about the Deaf Bible's impact in Africa and how you can reach the deaf for Christ. And would you ever praise God about a tumor? My guess is probably not. But you'd most certainly praise him for healing one, right? Gospel for Asia sharing an amazing testimony of a woman in Asia who thought her tumor was punishment for not worshiping her culture's gods. For over 9 months, she struggled with the reality that medicine and rituals weren't doing anything to heal her. Find out how this woman came to faith by reading the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage you in your prayer life. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.